And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Well, hello, everybody out there. I'm worrying about you out there on the slippery streets. I want you to be extra careful, but we want you to still listen in. I'm so delighted to be here today. And our very special guest is our library director in Prescott Valley, Casey Van Heren. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Laura Lee. How are you? I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, I was excited when you said yes, because I know you'd already been on, but we have way more to cover today.
Oh, we do. We only focused a little bit on just maybe a 1/8 of what the library does.
Exactly. And folks, wait until you hear what we have to offer you. But before we turn the microphone off to Casey, I want to talk about our big gala that we're having for our outgoing mayor, Harvey Skook. If you haven't heard about it, Harvey is retiring after serving 26 years on our town council, and most of those years he was mayor. And I've been very blessed that I have been right beside him for 15 of those. In fact, it's almost 16 now. And a little gossip here, don't tell anybody, but I've traveled all over the state with Harvey. So, and his wife trusts me, so I think it's important to say that. Having a little fun here. But the reason I wanted to mention that is I want everybody to know how well-respected, how well-liked our Mayor Skook is all over the state of Arizona. Because I wasn't making a joke when I said I travel all over the state with him, because that's a fact. And I kind of stand back because I walk in the room, and I'm lucky if one person knows me. And they swarm Harvey in some locations. And they just respect that man to a degree that I don't even know how to measure. So that's why we're having a big party for Harvey. What do you have to say about that, Link?
I am genuinely excited about this. I heard, pray tell, that there is going to be some Harvey Skook family, but not just a few of Harvey's family members. Is that right?
You know, it's so right when you know that he has grandchildren. I think it's over 60 now. Mm-hmm. The last time I heard, it was in the high 50s.
Yes.
So what do you have to say, Casey?
I think it's really amazing how long that he has served this community. And for myself, coming in up to this community from another place down in the valley, the reception that I received from Mayor Skook was amazing, just very warm, genuine. And he always, and just not for me too, he would always thank all the employees for all the wonderful things that he does. So it's a different atmosphere up here. It's very welcoming. And I was like, wow, this is our mayor. This is amazing. So I just really appreciated that coming from a larger city.
You know, it's interesting, Casey, you would mention that. That is my experience over and over. I'm the newly elected chair of the Northern Arizona Council of Governments, and I had been serving at various capacities there for 15 years. And many, I alliterate, many of the communities ask me, what is the trick in your community? Because your council meetings are so calm, and they're so professional.
Yes.
and they're so warm.
They are so very true.
And I tell them, we have a leader that we all emulate. Mm-hmm. And those aren't just words.
Right.
That's a fact. And so I've literally been invited to other communities to sit down and talk with them about our form of government and how we manage it. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them, it comes from the top. It's the leadership and the example. And that leader, it's Mayor Harvey Skook. So that's why we're having a big gala for Harvey to celebrate him. The date of that is November 11th. It will be at 5 p.m. And because Link, he does have a big family, we knew we'd need to use the event center. And we're kidding a little bit here. But interestingly, last week, before we even started really advertising, we already had sold 180 tickets.
Wow.
I forgot to ask. I just came from town hall, and I forgot to ask how many. But we know for sure 50-plus of his family are coming. So it's going to be a hopping good time. Now, for those of you that want to participate and celebrate our Mayor Skook, the tickets are available at our town hall. It's on the second floor. You just come in that second floor door. You just walk straight ahead, and we have the customer service window there. And a lot of people think of it as where you go pay for your water or deal with water issues.
Yes.
But that's where you can go get your tickets. And if you want to buy a table of eight, that would be $375, and do the math, there's a savings there. And I know the secrets because I'm on the planning committee, and I might be talked into sharing some secrets.
Ooh.
Like, we're going to have Mr. Sanford Cohen.
Ooh.
Is the MC.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know whether he's going to give us a hard time or we're going to give him a hard time.
It's going to be a good time.
But we just know it's going to be a good time. And we have asked, we'll call them local personalities that have worked with Harvey for such a long time. And we had so many that wanted to speak that we had to limit them to 3 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So you remember the Gong Show? I may have to bring a hook. And I've got to be sure that somebody doesn't hook me. And Jim Cabral is our caterer. And the menu is pretty well set in stone. But because it's possible we have to change something, I'm not going to detail it. But I'm going to tell you the things I know set are stone and you're going to enjoy. We've got some pretty fabulous sponsors, and I'm going to take the opportunity here to say thank you to these following sponsors. We, of course, have the Thane Signature Group, Arizona Public Service, and Joe Contadino of Universal Homes. And we have Unisource Energy Services, and I should add ITC because they have a new name. And, of course, our PV Chamber of Commerce and PV Economic Development Association and Kitchell Development, Inc. Now, because we don't use tax dollars when we celebrate, we could use at least one or two more sponsors. So if anybody's interested, I'd ask you to call 759-3100, and of course that's a 928 area, and speak to Leah Duke. And we will celebrate you at the event as well. So ladies, do you have any questions I can answer about this event? Long pause.
I know.
Are there tickets sold at the door?
No. Because of needing to have enough food, let me see. We're asking everybody to have their ticket bought by Thursday, November 1st, because it's important that we have enough food.
Right.
That would be a disaster if we didn't have enough food. And I personally would throw a tantrum and probably cry.
Is there going to be entertainment?
Oh, funny you should ask. We have asked Harvey's family to provide a speaker.
Oh.
And we left it up to them. And we know that that is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we're going to learn family secrets about Harvey that we might not know about. And guess what? I even get to speak for three whole minutes. They did.
That's what that cord sport pull you off.
And we are going to have guests from all over the state. Some of those will be speakers. And lest you think we're going to wear you out with speakers, no, not at all. That's why everyone only gets 3 minutes.
Very good.
As to entertainment, I'm going to keep you guessing.
Oh.
But I guarantee you that we have entertainment planned. Well, it's time to tell you that you're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And you better believe we'll be right back.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Celebrate a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Join in the fun Saturday, October 27th. The area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes for best overall, best group, and best theme costumes. Win up to $500 Castle Cash each hour during Cash Coffin Hot Seats from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And Curious George returns to the Dragonfly for a night of great music and fun. Don't miss a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everybody out there. Are you still safe? Are you being kind to each other? Especially today. I am so excited because, as I said earlier, our special guest today is Casey Van Haren, and she's our library director. And we're going to start right off with some exciting news for something we've been trying to have happen for quite a few years, actually. Casey, go for it.
All right. The exciting news is, drumroll, we're going to open on Sundays.
Woo-hoo!
1 to 5.
Woo!
And I'm really excited about this. It's something that the community has voiced their need in, and of course, Council, Laura Lee, you've been very vocal about that. And so we're really, really excited to be able to do this. This is actually going to happen. The first Sunday that we will open from 1 to 5 will be Sunday, November 18th. So we're hoping to do somewhat of a ceremony, do a ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked to Heidi Doms Foster over at the town. She does all the PR, social media and things. And so we're going to try to get this planned out so we can make this a big deal, because it is a big deal.
Oh, it is. I've over the years, I've had numerous citizens of various age groups tell me, because of their life circumstance, mm-hmm. that's the only time they can get to the library.
Right, exactly. And myself, coming from larger library systems down in the valley, it was something that I always worked. I've worked Sundays, weekends, evenings for 30 years. So as it was nice coming up here and not having to work Sundays, it's not about my needs. It's about the community needs. And, you know, getting this together has been quite a feat.
Yes.
It's not something, as you said, we snapped our fingers and we were able to pull together quickly. It was a lot of logistical. We had to look at schedules. We had to talk to staff, and we had to look at the configuration of our building. We have a 4-story building, so yeah. It has been a lot of talking and trying to figure out how we're going to do this. We have 5 service points at the library. So we're cutting back on those service points considerably on Sunday.
Okay, so that's 5 different kind of headaches to solve.
Exactly. Exactly. So talking to our management, we came up, we're going to do minimal staff right now with 3 people, and we are moving some desks around. We'll have 1 person up in the children's department.
Now, you're talking about service desks.
Our service desks,
where
correct.
Citizens go to for help.
Yes, where they go for help, questions, research, computer help. So how it is right now, those who use us, we have a help desk where everybody goes for computer help. So we're closing that desk off. We're doing so much moving around this week, you're really not going to recognize a place. So we're moving staff that are on the help desk over to the front desk. That's the first point of contact that people come into the building, where they get their library cards, where they check out, mm-hmm. where they pay for their fines, and, you know, anything else having to do with their account. So we don't want to send people to 2 different areas. So we're going to cut that area down. And then we're closing off the reference desk, which is on the second floor. Anybody at the front desk can help answer those questions. We have a staffed librarian on Sundays. So we have trained staff with the skill sets and abilities to help with research.
Well, that is more exciting and worth all the grief and trouble.
Yes.
I commend all of you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And we're looking forward to being right back.
Hey, everybody. This is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Our police, they put their lives on the line to keep our communities safe. Yet Kyrsten Sinema voted against protecting our police, opposing a bill to increase penalties for criminals who violently assault a police officer. They protect us, but Sinema didn't vote to protect them. Sinema also voted against increasing penalties for gang members and violent criminals involved in drive-by shootings. And Sinema defends sanctuary cities that stop local police from working with federal law enforcement to deport criminal illegal immigrants. These sanctuary cities let thugs go rather than help kick them out of the country, protecting criminal illegal immigrants instead of deporting them. Kyrsten Sinema handcuffs our police and puts their lives in danger. It's radical and it's wrong. Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Imagine the damage she'd do in the U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December, just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
As promised, here we are. And Casey, we kind of had to cut you off on that topic. I'm going to just turn it right over to you and finish your thoughts and then share with us maybe some things we don't know about.
Oh, you got it. So, yes, yeah, so we're opening up on Sundays 1 to 5 starting November 18th. Now, this is a pilot project, and we're going to be collecting data on Sundays, door counts, surveys from the community. Of course, the door counts are very important because it's going to justify the need to open on Sundays if we really have a good group continuously coming in on Sundays.
Let me interrupt and say this. You citizens that have been asking for years for us to do this.
Yes.
If you don't take advantage of it, it will be just a pilot program.
Correct.
And it will go away.
Correct.
So they're turning themselves inside out and upside down. So we need to get the adequate numbers in there on Sunday. And I'm asking you now to don't let me down.
And it's an interesting, I get a lot of interesting comments from people that, oh, aren't libraries dead? And why do I need to go to the library? And I will tell you what, last year alone, we had almost over 300,000 people come through our doors last year.
That's a lot of zeros.
That is a lot of zeros.
And can we talk about having a public space where you're not obligated to spend money?
Exactly.
And having that freedom of a place you can just be.
Right.
And that is, indispensable to me.
And libraries are the great equalizer. Not everybody can afford a computer.
Absolutely.
They can't afford Wi-Fi. They can't afford to download books on Amazon. There's a huge article in Forbes a few months ago that had all of us librarians up in arms that, you know, just shut down the libraries and have Amazon be the library. Well, nobody can afford to purchase these materials online. That's why we have libraries.
Here's my response. Boo, yes.
The response was so unnerving that Forbes removed the article.
I would think
yes,
so.
Yes, it was quite interesting. And we were, you know, the community that we have up here is really diverse. And we are considered a rural library system. So we do have a lot of people who come in who don't have those computers. And we see that use every day with the amount of people that come in. And first thing when we open, our computers are packed. So it shows us. And in fact, also, we received a grant for Wi-Fi hotspots. So we purchased 23 Wi-Fi hotspots to check out to our community.
Explain what a Wi-Fi hotspot is.
So again, not everybody has internet in their house. So we were able to purchase 23 Wi-Fi hotspots that people could check out, take into their home, and connect to their internet using their devices or laptops, or even, if you have, granted, if you don't have a smart TV, you're not going to have internet. But people use them mainly for devices. And a lot of kids, too, don't have internet to do homework. So it was an opportunity for them to have access to the internet, which they normally would not have. It was so overwhelmingly popular that our friends in the library, we couldn't keep all 23 hotspots open, so we had to go down to 10, but our friends at the library are paying for the rest of those Wi-Fi hotspots. So
thank you, friends of the library.
Yes, they're amazing. But these are just some of the things that, you know, when people say libraries are defunct, that's not the case. I mean, we see those numbers every day, and we're a community space. We're a learning space. We offer GED classes, citizenship classes, civics classes for people to get their citizenship.
And librarians are such an incredible resource, and the idea of taking that from the public just breaks my heart, because you can always ask a librarian.
Yes.
Anything.
Uh-huh. And we may not know the answer, but we definitely know how to find the correct answer.
And you know what else? I heard there was an art show there this weekend.
Yes, there
is. An art show right in the library.
Oh, my gosh. We have paintings hanging all over the library. And then the crystal, was it in the crystal room? Yes. And I just happened to purchase one of those paintings. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I was so excited to see. I love all the art in the library. So it's more than a box of books. And I don't even like to say that, but it's an area and a space for people to come to meet in people from different socioeconomic backgrounds, education, and they're all equal.
I came from the Valley, of course. I lived in Phoenix. I'm not going to tell you how many years, just a lot. And I got really spoiled down there.
Yes.
And what people don't understand, we're a rural community.
Right.
But we do not have a typical rural library.
No.
Not
at all.
Even close.
Not even close, yes. When I first came up here 6 years ago and I walked into the building for my interview, it was amazing. I just couldn't believe that this library was in the middle of Prescott Valley. It looked like it should be in a downtown metropolitan area. So not only was I amazed at that, but when I got the position and all the technology there, they have a sorter, automatic sorter that checks in the books and sorts them out into their respective areas. I didn't even have that at the library that I came from. We had just got the other place just got RFID, which was radio frequency identification in their books, and Prescott Valley already had it for years. So it's a very progressive library, and that's one thing that I want to continue to do.
I'll have to tell you something fun. I don't know if you've heard about this, Casey, but there was something really exciting we planned for the library. I say we because I was on the team
that
was determined to have a library and worked with the architects and worked with everybody. We wanted a people mover.
Mm. A people mover?
A people mover, and it was all planned.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the elevators, which the moms still need, you know, with the babies in strollers and everything. But we had planned a people mover there. The only reason there's not that people mover is because the economy crashed when we were getting ready. So we had to scale back.
Right.
And we knew that as exciting as a people mover would have been, we needed to be put that effort and money into essentials.
Right.
But imagine your library with a people mover.
I want a zip line.
Okay, well, with that, folks, I need to tell you you're still listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And as usual, we will be back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
David Stringer calls himself conservative, but he supports a marijuana industry plan that would make our drug problem worse. He voted to recommend marijuana for opioid addicts. This idea that marijuana can help opioid addicts comes from the pot industry, and it's not true. Research shows marijuana makes opioids harder to quit. Opioid addicts who use marijuana do worse, not better. The marijuana sellers don't care what's true. They just want to make money. But I do care. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. I work with opioid addicts. I also wrote a book that warned just how unscrupulous the marijuana industry would be. They target teenagers by selling pot as cookies, candy, and soda. They were even caught recommending marijuana to pregnant women. We need to stand up to them, but David Stringer won't do it. He voted with them. If you send me to the legislature, I will fight them harder than anyone. I'm Dr. Ed Gogek. I approve this ad. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative.
Introducing the on-the-go holiday tradition, the Fruitcake Shake!
Grandpa Willie here. This holiday season, remember to shop less and scratch more with the 6 new holiday scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. Play for millions in prizes on tickets starting at just $1. Plus, try the new super-sized $20 holiday countdown ticket with top prizes of $500,000. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Party and shake things up this holiday.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Governor Doug Ducey will bring back an election eve tradition in Prescott.
Senator Barry Goldwater announced his presidential campaign on the steps of the Yavapai County Courthouse in 1964. Other politicians have done the same throughout the years, including Senator John McCain. Governor Ducey explains,
there's nothing like being in Prescott at the courthouse on the night before election.
This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Prescott Pickleball Association is seeking a donation from Yavapai County to help cover construction expenses for an upcoming project.
The association plans on adding fencing, gates for four courts, and a new concrete walkway from the current courts at Pioneer Park to a new bathroom facility. The goal is to raise $115,000. The city of Prescott has donated $30,000, and $10,000 in other donations has been received. Peg Travers, president of the Prescott Pickleball Association, is scheduled to make a presentation to the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors at 9 tomorrow morning. The meeting will be held in the Verde Valley Complex on South 6th Street in Cottonwood. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A 50% chance for scattered showers late this afternoon, chilling to a partly cloudy 37 with a 20% chance for more rain tonight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to about 58 tomorrow, a sunny 62 Thursday, 66 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 60% chance for rain today, 30% tonight, cooling to 43 after bedtime, with sunshine returning Wednesday through Friday, highs near 64. 69 and 73. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Once again, hello, everyone. I hope you're as excited as I am to have Casey Van Haren here, because we get to talk to you about everything you wanted to know about our library in Prescott Valley and didn't know who to ask.
Right?
Ask a librarian.
I know, and we actually have that. We have Ask a Librarian.
Yeah. And I thought you had a question you might want to ask, Lane.
I did. I was actually curious, because I know you've been in the library industry for a long time. What kind of schooling did you go through? What did you achieve to get here?
So in order to be a librarian, you do need to have a bachelor's degree, which, of course, is a four-year program. It could be, I mean, a lot of my friends and colleagues have bachelor's degrees in arts. And, I mean, one has their Juris Doctorate, a master in Juris Doctorate, and also their master's in library science. So I also, and then have my master's in library science, which is a three-year program. Anywhere, it depends. It's a 2 to 3 year program. I did mine in 2 years. Because I just wanted to get it over with.
What a passion.
It was. I was working full time and going to school, so it was crazy. It was crazy time. My poor husband, I have to give him kudos. He did the laundry and the kitchen, so he was amazing. But yeah, it's not like you're hired in a library and you're a librarian. There is a lot of training, and we keep up. There's a lot of professional development. Again, we keep up with all the trends. Do you think trends in libraries? Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And we have to keep up with the times. I mean, we have to keep up with our needs of our community. So, yes, we have our education, but we always, and I always stress and believe in professional development for not only myself, but for staff.
And that's why librarians are so special.
Yes.
You're not just talking to an employee, you're talking to somebody who's living their dream.
Yes, absolutely. Most definitely.
And speaking of living a dream, I have a question. What is going to happen when we finish the pilot project for being open on Sunday?
Yes. So thank you for getting back to that, Laura Lee. The pilot project is supposed to last until the end of April. At that point, I will then present to council all the data that we have, comments, feedback, and of course, the amount of citizens that come through the door on Sunday. And I think it's going to be extremely successful. Granted, I look at the glass as, half full, not half empty. But either way, I really think it's going to take off nicely and that we are going to see the need. So at that point, I'll present to council, look, these are our numbers. And I think it would really be great if we continue to open up on Sundays. And I will say, again, this has been a lot of finagling with schedules, with people. Not everybody who works in the library is full time. So we do have librarians. We call them the librarians in charge, so they will be there on Sundays. It is a rotating schedule. But it's going to stretch us a little bit thin. So we're hoping that if there's a need and we show tremendous numbers coming through the door on Sundays, I will go back to council and say, look, this is a need. Can we get some more staff?
There you go. Well, I think this is the perfect opportunity to ask a favor of you, Casey.
Certainly.
I would like you to go back to your staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, on behalf of myself and the council, to thank them for bringing this marvelous opportunity to citizens who otherwise wouldn't be in the library.
Oh, you got it.
And I want you to tell them, I personally didn't take all this disruption lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's upturned schedules. You have already explained physically how it's upturned.
Right.
Locations.
Yes.
And I want your staff to know the depth of my personal appreciation on part of the whole council.
Thank you.
You are loved.
Thank you. And when I first told them what was going to be happening, that we are going to have to adjust our hours. Also, we will, in order to adjust for those hours on Sunday, we will be closing at 7 Monday through Thursday.
It's important we repeat that.
Yeah, so we are closing early Mondays, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. instead of our normal 8 p.m. to adjust for those hours.
And that begins November 18th.
18th. So then that following Monday, the 19th, we will close at 7. So we'll be open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7.
Well, I think we covered that beautifully. But I bet there's some programs available, like maybe some 3D printers or something people don't even know about?
We do. We have one 3D printer that we received, and I'm going to be saying this a lot, through an LSTA grant, which is a Library Services and Technology Act grant through the Institute of Museum and Library Services. We wrote a grant a couple years back. We got this great little MakerBot 3D printer, and people have, it's smaller, so it's one of the smaller printers, but we are able to, our teen librarian and I, a guy came in and he had broke a part on his Toyota FJ. Mm-hmm. It's an FJ. I always say FJ7 and my husband goes, where's the 7 coming from? So it was a little piece that would have cost him $500 to buy from the dealership. And we went on this site called Thingiverse where it has all sorts of 3D designs that people design themselves and it's share. Everybody shares the designs. So Shelby, she was able to, downloaded, and she printed off this piece that fit perfectly to his broken part. And this is free. So we saved him $500.
Wow.
He didn't have to pay for anything to use the printer.
What a public service.
Right? It was so awesome. And that's happened, too. We have there's a guy who comes in daily, and he prints off. I can't remember what he's building. A rocket ship. So you have to build it in pieces because it's a smaller MakerBot. But we did purchase a larger one, which is in the process of being built. We had to build it because it came from the Czech Republic.
Ooh.
So I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, it was interesting. So, but it's a larger one, and it was one of the best ones out there. So
I have to share with you both. I just had a wonderful experience re-3D printers. My son, who is also a grandfather, has been secretly at home as a hobby, purchased whatever type of 3D printer, and he made toys for his grandchildren.
Oh, I love that.
Does anybody know what a fidget toy is? You know.
Yes.
Well, some of us adults said we want that. One of them was a Tyrannosaurus, and my granddaughter, it's a supervisor in a very stressful job, and she took it to fidget with when she took it and put it on her desk.
That's amazing.
So my point of bringing that up, 3D printers, as you already indicated, saved an individual a lot of money and a lot of grief.
Yes.
But it brings a lot of joy.
Oh, yes. We printed out silly things like some of the Pokemon characters. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun with it, too.
What my son did, he took the concept of Legos and created toys and gifts that were actually Lego pieces that he had created.
Yes. Yeah, you can do
and
that.
And they're all flexible and movable.
Yep. It's amazing that the things you can build with our 3D printer. So it's wonderful service that we again offer for free.
What else would you like to showcase? The people probably maybe even Lincoln I don't know is available.
You know, I would like to kind of put a flag up on one. The audio and video equipment that you have available to kids of all ages, including us grown-ups.
Yes.
That I want to spotlight.
Oh, yeah. So we have a digital media lab, and we're continuously updating it. Shelby Marks, again, our teen librarian, she received a LSTA grant to do a makerspace. So she purchased sewing machines. And she had the teens, last week they were making book bags. One kid brought some pants in and fixed his pants.
Love it.
That was the best ever. But I was upstairs, and I looked down in the digital media lab, and I see these guys, these boys, teen boys, using a sewing machine. I mean, my head was like, boom, I can't believe this is the greatest thing.
Support your public library.
Right. Yeah. But also we have, besides the sewing machines, we have Mac computers. We have recording equipment. We have the 3D printer, of course. We have green screen. The walls, I mean, you can't see the studio in here. It's wall-to-wall carpet in here. But we have the sound foam on the walls. And that was received through also a LSTA grant from the museum. The Institute of Museum and Library Services through the Arizona State Library Archives and Public Records.
Thanks. So what takes place in that green wall?
So you can record a movie and you can, you know, drop a background of, you know, maybe dinosaurs chasing you. You're in the ocean. You're flying. It's a green screen, so you can use your imagination. But the tools that we have and the Mac computers that we have are amazing in there. And it doesn't get as used as much as I'd like, but it's... I mean, especially with the addition of the 3D printer, it's being used at this point every day.
So you have your own fantasy land.
We do.
It's such a safe place to explore and try new hobbies. Mm-hmm. And again, that pressure-free use where you're not being asked to spend money. And so if you'd like to go in and
try
dabble in something and see if it's for you.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's go into this point right now. Does it sound like our library is dead? Does it sound like libraries are dying?
No.
They're evolving, people.
Yes. And that's what libraries are doing. And it's interesting that a lot of businesses, like the bookstores, they didn't evolve. And
yes,
a lot of them are
exactly.
closing down. And so we've had to evolve. We've had to, you know, make ourselves available, be community centers, learning centers. And again, everything that we offer is for free.
Wait a minute. My favorite four-letter word.
Right?
About that a lot.
Yes.
I'm well known that that's my favorite Portland. Well, I bet there's something else in that library that citizens know nothing about.
No, and I think one of the things that I do want to touch upon is the library wrote a grant, an LSTA grant, again, and we received $30,000 to do a community assessment plan. So the library itself has never had a strategic plan. It has never asked the community for feedback in the types of services mm-hmm. and the programs that we offer. I mean, we've sent out some little things, but nothing to where we have a strategic plan for the next 5 to 10 years. And I have to mention this, too, the library is not even mentioned in the town's master plan of 2025.
Well, that sucks, and we'll fix it.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're planning some programs, and we can talk about that when we come back from the break.
Absolutely. We will fix that. It's a promise. And you're still listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. And we're excited about coming back.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Opioid addiction has shattered too many lives and broken the hearts of too many families. It's time for toughness and resolve. Martha McSally has what it takes.
In Congress, I've led the fight to secure the border. We need to crack down on drug cartels and stop the flow of heroin and fentanyl across our border and into our neighborhoods. As your senator, I'll be a warrior against the cartels and the opioid epidemic.
Law enforcement officials on the front lines of the border crisis know they can count on Martha McSally. Here's Art Del Cueto, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
We need leaders who will help us fix the border crisis. Kyrsten Sinema opposed funding to help law enforcement fight the drug cartels, and she supported dangerous sanctuary city policies. Kyrsten Sinema is weak on border security. The National Border Patrol Council is proud to endorse Martha McSally for Senate.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive,
you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everybody. Casey, why don't you give us some final thoughts? Anything you want to tell us about the library?
Yes. So right before break, I was talking about our community assessment plan. So we are going to be asking the community to join us for a community conversation. So we have two available dates for this conversation. It's going to be October 30th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Public Library. And then November 1st, again, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Quailwood Community Center. So these conversations, we want to hear from our community. We want to hear their hopes, dreams, and concerns, and their fears. And we want to see how we can position ourselves to help them realize those dreams. And it might be anything from, you know, they want to receive a better job, so they have to improve their job skill sets. We can do that. We can help them, with their, resume, or, you know, interviewing skills. So those are some of the things that we're looking for. So again, this is October 30th at the library from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. and November 1st at the Quailwood Community Center. You can call 928-759-3040 to RSVP, and also look at our website, pvlib.net.
Okay, well, let's see if I can get this in real quick. I have a heroine. Her name is Martha Washington. Yes, the president's wife. And here's what she shared. I am determined to be a cheerful and happy in whatever situation I find myself, for I have learned that the greater part of our misery is unhappiness is determined not by your circumstance, but by our disposition. So, folks, fix your disposition and enjoy your life.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.